There are still 244 days until the next Bloomington City Council election, but three candidates have already announced plans to run. The latest is Georgine Chazelle, a small business owner and Democratic precinct committeeman who's running in Ward 2. That includes much of southwest Bloomington with a mix of single-family homes, but also more transient residents in apartments and mobile homes. It's currently represented by Alderman David Sage. GLT's Ryan Denham speaks with Chazelle about revitalizing downtown, the lack of parks in her ward, and the tough budget choices she would face if elected.
I believe that we need more grassroots public service. And I believe that I can offer that to the citizens of Ward 2.
Well, what would be your top issues that you want to run on and that you would focus on if you were to be elected?
One is the downtown revitalization program, more green space in Ward 2, and again, developing a more green grassroots type of public service, like having quarterly meetings for the citizens to voice their thoughts or opinions, so I can have a better grasp on how to serve or vote on things at the city council level.
So what do you want to see happen in downtown Bloomington?
Well, see it grow. That's the main thing, is see it grow. Some of the empty buildings go away and put some things there that we know that we need and that can prosper for the citizens and people coming in and through Bloomington, our visitors. I think that's very important.
So how do you do that?
Well, getting ideas from the citizens, the thoughts and processes through the city council, and putting all those together and coming up with a plan. There is already, matter of fact, there is already some plans put together. We just haven't acted on them yet. And so if we could get some of those empty buildings taken care of, that would be one of the first things to do is put together strategic plans to get those buildings developed. And if that means all the way to eminent domain, then so be it. I believe that those buildings have been there too long, and it's time. It really is time. They're an eyesore to our community, and so we really need to get the job done.
I've talked to the mayor before about eminent domain, especially in relationship to the front and center building.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the one you were sort of referring to there, but that's come up before, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so it's time to just move on that.
Well, you've talked about green space in Ward 2.
Yes.
In our last conversation that we had by phone, I think you said that Ward 2 doesn't have any city parks within
it. No, we don't. We have State Farm Park, which is not it's private. It's not public. And we have no public space there in Ward 2. It's whatever empty space there is, they're using it for sports or growing crops. And so my thought is to go to the people who have those or own those properties and seeing if we can niche off a little of that piece of that property to have for public space. You know, I have a feeling that the people who own those properties would be willing to sit down and see what we can do.
I want to ask about your thoughts on roads and the condition of the city's streets is a constant concern for residents. Do you think the city spends enough on streets at this point? And what do you think the city should do about its streets program?
Well, it trickles down from Springfield, for one. If we don't have money coming in from Springfield to help with the roads, then we would have to raise taxes. And that's a sore spot for the people, the citizens of Bloomington. They don't want to see their taxes go up. So we need people in Springfield to make decisions to help push along those policies to get the money trickling down to the cities and to the counties. So, well, counties and then the cities. So without that, there is no other choice but to raise taxes. And so the council have been, you know, hesitant to do that because it does put a hardship on people. And so that's why we don't have, I believe, the roads repair money right at this time.
What is your attitude toward toward property taxes and taxes in general in the city of Bloomington? What would be your openness as an alderman to raising taxes if a need presented itself, like streets or some other specific need?
Well, I wouldn't want to go raising the property taxes. No. It would be more or less along the lines of maybe fuel tax, you know, things of that sort. Because we do need to use fuel for, you know, to get around, to get to work, to get around, to, you know, family activities, things of that sort. And that probably would be the most efficient way to go. But again, that would be a council decision a group decision and something that we would need to discuss to see which way is the best way to go.
Another kind of big project on the horizon for the city of Bloomington is a potential expansion at the Bloomington Public Library. It's been talked about for years and years, and the library has studied that in different ways over the last 17, 18 years. What are your thoughts on whether now is the time to pull the trigger on a library expansion project?
Again, that takes money. And the budget is already very tight, from what I understand. And right now, the budget is doing okay as it's going along. It's going okay right now. But if we put any more restraints on it, we're going to have to make some tough decisions. And that's going to be a hardship, and we're not going to be able to satisfy everyone in the city of Bloomington. So if we were to take that step to pull the trigger, as you say, on the expansion, some tough decisions are going to have to be made.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Georgine Chazelle, who's running for Bloomington City Council next April in Ward 2. That's currently represented by Alderman David Sage. Last winter and spring, aldermen had to deal with a difficult, nearly $3 million budget deficit, forced to make some hard decisions about what to cut, what fees to raise, and hopeful for economic development to offset some of that. So how would you, if elected, handle difficult budget cycles like that, where you're faced with a lot of not very good options?
It would be really tough, Ryan. It would be very tough, because we're trying to keep the city running at the level that it's been running for a while. And without any other income coming in, it'll be a drastic cut in some of the services. So if we don't get some type of income, additional income coming in, I don't see how we could make it work. I just don't. It's going to be tough. They already cut quite a bit, or stopped hiring, put a hiring freeze in different areas. Different departments have squeezed so much. I tell you one thing, Ryan, I have noticed that this city runs on a very thin staff. And the staff that are out there working are doing a fantastic job on the little that they do have. And they steady find other ways to squeeze. I don't know if we can squeeze them anymore. So we're really going to have to look at some tough decisions.
Council dysfunction is certainly a storyline here as we head into the 2019 municipal elections. The Bloomington City Council is, I think, perceived by many to be slightly more dysfunctional than its neighbor to the north in Normal. A lot of reasons for that. There's certainly been a clash of personalities between the mayor and some aldermen. The ward system probably plays some role in this. But what are your thoughts on the working relationship between aldermen and the mayor? And what would you do as an alderman to make sure that team is working together in the best way that it can?
Well, it wouldn't be completely on my shoulders. It would be all of us together. So I would think that I don't like conflict, you know, to the point where it's dysfunctional. Let's put it that way. Conflict is good, because that's how you make decisions, how you come together and, you know, come to a resolution. However, dysfunctional conflict is not good. And maybe some retreats or something. I don't know. Maybe something like that we can get to really know one another and get to work with one another on a different level and lay out our differences, maybe, You know, I've done some training through MCLP and
the Multicultural Leadership
yes,
Program.
Yes, that is correct. Multicultural Leadership Program was a wonderful program. It helped me to the fact with my business, you know, how to handle difficult customers or how to handle conflicts within my family. And my eyes were open to a lot. You know, I was able to come away and say, hey, I can integrate this into my daily life. And it has worked. It has worked. And I believe if we did something like that, that we could, you know, within the council, I believe it can work.
What do you think of the ward system in the city of Bloomington? For folks who live in Normal, they have a town council. It's elected, you know, townwide. There are no individual wards within the town. The city of Bloomington has 9 wards that are, you know, geographic slices of the community. You would be running in Ward 2 in yes. Southwest Bloomington. That's the ward that's currently represented by David Sage.
Correct.
What do you think of the ward system in Bloomington? Do you think it's effective for the city? And would you ever be interested in moving away from it?
I believe it can be very effective in serving the citizens. Like I said before, getting back to the grassroots of public service for the reason for what we are voted in for, into office for. You know, we go out and we campaign and we talk to people to see what, to hear what their complaints are or what's on their mind. All I want to know is what's on your mind and how can I help? And if we lead that way, I believe it can be very effective because it's all about the people, the constituents, you know, who put us in office. I really want to be there for people. I do that now, and I'm not even in office. You know, people reach out to me for assistance when they have a problem, and I try to my best to guide them to the right people to get that problem solved or get an answer to their question. So I believe I can do that, and I believe if every ward alderman does that, I think it's very effective.
I want to ask what you think of Alderman David Sage's tenure on the council. When you and I spoke last week when you first announced your campaign, you described a couple interactions with him. One, I think, through your condo association,
yes.
which you served on, and you had a very positive interaction with him in that case. But mm-hmm. then you said there were other cases where you've tried to reach out to him and did not have a message back to you, or he didn't get back to you in what you thought was a timely manner.
Yeah.
So what is your take on his responsiveness to constituents, and is that something that you'll make a point of raising during the campaign?
Yes, I would raise that during the campaign. It's important that we reach back to the constituents when they reach out to us because they have, obviously, they need our assistance. So when I called on him as a president of the condo association, we had a real issue we needed to discuss and wanted to know how do we go about solving that issue. And we thought reaching out to our alderman would be the best way. And unfortunately, he did not reach back to us either by email, text, or phone. And that's unfortunate. And so I started thinking, how can that change? And then the thought came to me, well, you can be the change, Georgine.
Georgine Chazelle is running in Bloomington's Ward 2. She serves on the City Historic Preservation Commission and is a business owner. Chazelle spoke with Ryan Denham. It's unclear if Alderman David Sage intends to seek re-election next April. He did not return several requests for comment from GLT.